It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have a pretty lengthy to-do list before they head home for the holidays. Near the top, an issue deemed a priority after last year's election, immigration reform. So far, only the Senate has passed legislation. We'll get some analysis about the immigration debate in a moment from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. We begin our coverage with NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang. He's been following the push by supporters of immigration reform to keep the issue alive in a crowded legislative schedule.
The strategy has become dramatic and drastic.
The hunger has gone from sharp pain to now more of a constant companion that I've gotten used to.
After 12 days of no food, just water, dark rings circle the eyes of activist Rudy Lopez. He's part of a rotating group of union and faith leaders and other activists on the National Mall, fasting to put pressure on the House of Representatives to take up immigration reform.
How long are you planning to be here?
Until my body can't continue. Nobody has a martyrdom syndrome on their mind here. This is about preserving our health.
And meeting the goal of raising awareness of the 11 million unauthorized immigrants currently in the U.S. They should have a path to citizenship, the protesters insist. It's a message that President Barack Obama, two House Republicans from California, and other politicians have heard firsthand. It's a goal achieved.
Well, to some degree, yeah, but now we need to see action.
Activist Eddie Carmona started fasting on Saturday.
We need to see them move, you know, legislation forward, and we need to see Speaker Boehner move legislation to the floor for a vote.
Is immigration reform dead? Absolutely not.
At a recent press conference, House Speaker John Boehner called immigration reform a very important issue that has been the focus of behind-the-scenes discussions on the Hill.
I've made clear going back to the day after the last election in 2012 that it was time for Congress to deal with this issue.
Patience among some activists is running thin.
And most importantly, we will live up. Most importantly, we will live up. Most importantly, we will live up.
A speech by President Obama was interrupted last week in San Francisco by Ju Hong, an unauthorized immigrant from South Korea.
You have a power to stop deportation for all undocumented.
Actually, I don't. And that's why we're here.
I need your help.
Okay.
Obama eventually regained control of the crowd and stressed the need for a legislative solution.
We don't want to say, okay, too late, you know, it's over, you know, they didn't do it, so now let's beat them up. And not keep trying to engage.
That's Brent Wilkes, National Executive Director of the League of United Latin American Citizens. He strongly supports the push for immigration reform, but he's operating on a different timeline.
The real clock is the session of Congress doesn't end until next December.
And he expects the House will vote on immigration bills by April or May.
It's been a long process for us, well over 20 years, and we're not so impatient that we can't wait 4 more months.
We want action now, and we will continue to demand action now.
Christina Jimenez is the managing director of the United We Dream Network, which advocates for young immigrants.
For us, it's not about the timeline that the legislators say, right? If we were to be guided by the legislator's timeline, we will never have certainty on the fight that we need to lead for our communities.
Jimenez says in 2013, most demonstrations have focused on winning support in Congress.
This little light of mine.
Like this recent candlelight vigil organized by United We Dream outside House Speaker Boehner's home in Washington, D.C. Despite the pressure, Boehner has told reporters that he remains committed to taking a deliberative approach, reviewing immigration laws piece by piece.
And the only way to make sure immigration reform works this time is to address these complicated issues one step at a time.
Steps that are taking too long for activists like Christina Jimenez, who says in 2014, her group plans to push the president to take executive action. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News.